obviously big win for us early in the season. 7-1, it looked like the series was going to go the wrong way for us. And to see what the guys did there at the end, so many guys, I don't know where to start, but it was just so many guys with big hits, getting big outs on the mound. Incredible show of heart, and to win the series like that against a really solid team, it beats the alternative for sure. So great win for us, great win.
You know, Andrew Eister's come through with a lot of clutch hits for this team. I think about the Clemson series last year. Well, what is it about him, do you think, that allows him to come through in those kinds of moments?
You know, just some guys have that. Some guys have that low heart rate when it really matters, and he had it. He's had it before, and he had it today, obviously. And he hit it probably in the one place you could get the ball out of the ballpark. Wasn't carrying the center into right field, but he was able to get the bat head out on that pitch, and obviously a very timely grand slam, and totally energized the park and our dugout, and then we were able to take advantage after that.
What can you say about Michael Braswell and just not only the game he had, but the weekend he had coming through pretty much every time you asked him?
Yeah, play. I mean, kid's a winner. Kid's a winner, and those are the kind of guys you want to have in your program, guys that love the competition, that want to be a big part of it, want to be in the middle of it. He was confident when we sent him to the bullpen. He was confident when he was walking to the plate that he was going to give us a great at-bat. He's a winner. He's a good baseball player, and I'm glad he's a Gamecock.
Eister and Braswell were obviously the two big guys today, but you got a bunch of contributions in those last couple innings. Hornig with a hit, as well as some other guys. Well, obviously it's a good team win with momentum, but what does it do to have everybody kind of participate in
those? Yeah, it's big, John, and that's one of the things I told the team. I didn't know the exact number, but that had to be, in terms of number of players that played in a game, that had to be right up there since I've been here. So a lot of guys, you know, Sino hit the big home run to get us going a little bit, and a lot of guys were a part of that. So what that means as we move forward is we're just going to continue to have to try to figure out how do these pieces fit together. There's so many guys, and we need to find the right recipe, because I don't want to fall behind 7-1 and have to come back like that. I'd rather see us play much better from the outset. But there's guys that we need to continue to look at and see how do these pieces fit together.
We talked about Wes on Friday night, but just how important was that for him to come in today and just settle things down and kind of get the game back in order for y'all?
Yeah, he gave us two great outings this weekend. I think he's very much an unsung hero this weekend. He got the save the other night, and he really settled it down, gave us 3-plus innings with no runs, and that gave us a chance. You know, Noah Hall came in and did well. Espo wasn't quite as sharp as he was yesterday. Gilreath minimized some damage, which was very important for us, and then Braswell came in and struck out the side, which just continued to keep that momentum on our side of the field.
I know these kinds of games can reveal a lot about just the character of your teams. And when you guys fell behind early, what was kind of the mood like in the dugout? Was there any extra coach and motivation that was needed, or how were guys kind of handling themselves?
You know, probably a little bit of everything. A little bit of everything. I know Coach Kaye, midway through the game, you know, had a little bit of an emotional meeting. But then most of the game, we try to just remain calm. Because as I told the guys, you don't panic your way through adversity. That never works. You don't panic. You don't get tight. You have to try to stay calm through that. And it wasn't going well for most of that game. And I give Parsley a lot of credit. That kid was really good last year. He was really good in the Cape. He got the save the other night. And so he's a real guy. And that was a real guy with plus command. And so he had us tied in knots for most of the day. But that's why they play nine, as they say, to use that cliche. And it was just something we found a way.
Yeah, I was going to ask about Parsley, but did y'all see something that did y'all feel like if y'all got past him and into their bullpen that y'all might have a better chance to string together some hits?
I mean, we thought we'd have a better chance than how it was looking against him, because he was in complete control. He just was. And again, his numbers back up that he's a really good guy. 3.3 ERA, did really well in the Cape Cod League. He was 8-2 last year. This is a real pitcher. He could pitch for probably anybody. And the command, he had great command today. He was on the black. He wasn't giving us much to hit. And when he came out of the game, it felt like, okay, we have a shot here. We have life, and let's make sure we take advantage of it.
Good.
All right. And again, if I could just finish saying thanks to all the fans that were out there, the ones at the end, obviously that was huge for us to have that rally, and we appreciate it. Even at the end, fans were getting autographs from our guys, and we appreciate that very much.